You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Simo and Jordan taking you back to school with the old school stuff. Robbie Williams, that was Candy. Snow FM, Simo, right here with you.
Simo and...
Oh, yeah, you're around. How are you?
Have you forgotten my name?
Jordan, how is your home life at the moment?
Good, just wanted to check that you remembered my name. Well, Simo, last week we talked about the fact that my housemate has started up a new hobby in isolation, and it was annoying the hell out of me. It was so annoying.
Yes, well...
Do you remember what it was?
Vaguely. Was it banana bread? That seems to be the latest thing.
No.
Okay.
It was... So my housemate's kind of always been semi-keen on photography, but normally kind of takes pictures of like landscapes or the stars or something like that.
Yes.
Now in isolation, he's started becoming a food photography.
That's right.
And so like whenever, I think I made myself what, scrambled eggs on toast, and he's like, oh quick, before you eat it, hang on, let me take some photos. And kind of got a full lighting rig and all this sort of stuff. And like took about 10 photos of my scrambled eggs on toast before I could eat it.
So while everyone else is getting busy on the baking, he's getting busy on the...
picture taken.
Yeah, on the camera work of the baking.
I think one of my favourite quotes from him was like, I came home with a couple of bags of shopping and I was kind of unpacking them. And he saw that I had a jar of like butter chicken curry sauce. And he kind of goes, yes, good, you're making Indian food. Overseas food, the photos sell for a lot of money. Because he takes these photos and then sells them online to... people.
Yeah, that's the bizarre part, because he's not a professional photographer by any stretch, and he's selling...
He's an accountant.
He's selling photos for like 10 cents a pop.
Something like that. I think he uploaded them to various picture sourcing websites, like I think Getty Images or various other image companies like that, and then if someone buys it, you get a small... Just the other day, he took a picture of a rotten apple, uploaded it. Someone bought that for like 10 cents. I don't know why. Anyway, so Simo, this hobby was really annoying me, because like I would make the food and I'd be ready to eat it, and he's like, no, hang on, let me take photos before you eat it, because it's nice and all that sort of stuff.
It's irritated me for a different reason.
Oh, what's that?
Because he's started down the pathway of an artistic endeavour, but he's sold out straight away. Like, he's not even tried to be, you know, really suffer for the art and get good.
He's not trying to become, like, the photographer version of Banksy. He just wants to try and make some side money.
He's hustling.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, okay. That's the only reason he's doing it. But now, so it was annoying me, this hobby that he did, because, like I say, it was annoying. As soon as I made some food, I wanted to eat it. I don't want it to be photographed 15,000 times.
Yeah.
However, that has now changed. Because last night, he got home with a couple of bags of shopping, and he's like, right, I need you. Photos... they were selling okay, but we found out another way he can make money, which is short videos of people eating food.
Oh, yes, that's mukbang. Have you heard of this phenomenon?
No.
Okay, so mukbang is like people, and it goes for more money if you live stream it as well.
Okay.
So it's videos available for people to watch other people eating.
Maybe that's what he's doing. Because I didn't really understand it, because he kind of set up his camera. He brought home a whole load of biscuits and kind of set up a camera, sort of just literally it was on his face, just sort of from the bottom of his nose to the bottom of his chin.
Yeah.
Just that, and would just have a biscuit, eat it, and just... you know, take a big bite out of it, crunch it, chew it, swallow it, and then go and do it all again.
Yeah.
And would do a video of that.
It's effectively mukbang, yeah.
With various biscuits and foods and vegetables and stuff like this. And then he did that for about half an hour. Then he called, Jordan, come over here, because he's clean shaven. I've got a bit of a beard.
Right.
He's like, right, I need you to eat all of this, because that way we can double the profit. When I upload them, we'll double it.
So you're taking a cut now?
Well, I mean, literally, when you say profit, I think he's making 10 cents a video. So I'm like, eh. I mean, literally, he's giving me free cookies to eat and free biscuits to eat. I'm happy for him to get the 10 cents. Just keep feeding. He came home with about 10 boxes of Tim Tams last night.
So,
previously I hated this hobby. Now I love it.
So while he is doing this as a side hustle, getting 10 cents a pop for a video or whatever, have you told him that he can just, you know, other people are just, you know, you can recycle bottles maybe, or there's other ways, you know, to hustle.
Yes, but if he does recycle bottles, I don't get fed chocolate biscuits.
That's true.
That's the part of this we're missing.
Simo and Jordan. Jordan.
X's and O's, Ellie King, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan with you. 21 minutes gone on your 9.
And Simo, have you ever, like, got your wires crossed when you're using social media apps?
I get my wires crossed in day-to-day life in every which way I possibly can.
Well, is one of those which ways when you use social media apps?
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
Well, Simo, I've got some good news for you if you do this.
Right.
You are not alone. A very intelligent, a very smart Australian man has got his wires crossed and gone a little bit viral for it as well.
Crikey.
No, it wasn't Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
It was Professor Peter Doherty, who is, he's won like Nobel Prizes and was the Australian of the Year for 1997, so he's an incredibly smart man.
Okay.
However, yesterday his Twitter went viral when he accidentally tweeted.
Oh no, was he Googling? Was he trying?
He was trying to Google something, which is the most Australian thing you can probably do.
Yeah.
He accidentally tweeted whilst meaning to type into Google, but accidentally typed into Twitter, bottle shop opening times.
That's fair enough.
I mean, it's what you do as an Australian.
Because you read about this today. So the consumer in regards to like the privately owned bottle shops, you've only been able to get a certain amount of alcohol. So I think it was like 2 litres of hard liquor, 12 bottles of wine. All goes back to normal consuming today for the bottle shops.
You seem to know a lot about bottle shops. Should we read into that? Anything?
I also know a lot.
Now we know what Simo's been up to on the weekends.
I also know about... So it's funny that you mention this. So he's a quite clever dude, you said?
Won Nobel Prizes in 1996, followed it up with Australian of the Year the year after.
So he goes to show anyone can make this mistake.
Exactly.
Has there any record of any of the other stuff that he was using Twitter as a search engine for?
I have had a look at his Twitter. The rest of it's just what you'd expect from a professor who's won Nobel Prizes and this sort of stuff, very kind of sciencey stuff.
Because my favourite moment of this is, it reminds me of that. I have a friend who set up Twitter for like a great uncle.
Okay.
But then told him it was a search engine.
I mean, that's...
And then just watched what he would be trying to search.
I mean, that is evil on so many levels, but at the same time, brilliant.
Simo and Jordan.
Christina Aguilera, Dirty, with 2 R's involved there. 9:30 on the dot, Simo and Jordan right here with you. And a very difficult job is the Lollipop Guild, Jordan.
The Lollipop Guild?
You know, the guys with the stop and go signs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were doing a Wizard of Oz reference.
No, traffic workers.
Okay, yeah, so they're the people with the stop. It really annoys me that they never stop and go like you see in like racing car like movies and stuff like that.
Right.
There's not like one side says stop, the other says go. They're the stop and slow people.
Yeah.
I know. I just wish once it said green and just go, so I just pretend that I'm in a Formula One race for a little bit.
Well, you wouldn't make it as a lollipop man then, by the sounds of it.
I'm disappointed that I won't.
A stop-and-go worker who was apparently letting cars through at all the wrong times.
Okay.
He has been... Well, a court has ruled that he seriously endangered the public. Now, this has finally come to a close this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was back in 2019 that his employer was like, you know, dismissed him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's because he was a stop-and-go worker at a three-way.
Okay.
Right? And so, like, it's important that they all are coordinated.
Yes.
Right? You don't want one lane getting a bit more attention than the other one. Lane two might feel left out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you don't want more.
I don't want to make lane two feel left out.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to be careful when there's, you know, three different coordinated movements going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he got dismissed because he was just like, well, you know, it's like when you get picked out at school for the teams and the teacher separates you. Like, you're a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Mm. And then she finishes and by the end you're like, was I 2? What was it? Was I a...
It can get confusing.
And so he was just kind of letting traffic go. And he has decided to try and sue for the sum of $80,000 for humiliation, loss of dignity, injury to feelings.
Is that something you can sue for?
Apparently.
Okay. So he was letting pit cars go at the wrong time.
Yeah.
We should say, so no one was injured or anything.
No,
it wasn't
no,
like
no,
anything
no.
serious like that. So
no.
Fortunately, the drivers of the cars realised, there may be an issue here as another car comes slowly towards me. I may just stop and avoid this.
Yeah, so his fellow workers alleged on 4 separate occasions he failed to communicate by radio, telephone, and allowed traffic to enter the restricted area while it was proceeding from other ends.
Right.
So, you know, he's like, it'll be fine, just let it go.
I mean, if there's any job where it won't be fine if you just let it go, I would say anything to do with traffic and the roads, make sure you're paying attention.
I am just, I'm worried about his injured feelings. Like, he's fine, but, you know, it sounds like his feelings, like, rolled their ankle or
something. Well, what else was it? Loss of dignity as well.
Yeah, that's one.
Yep. I mean, I never have any dignity to start off with. How can I lose it?
Well, you know, he no longer gets to take his sign home.
I guess so.
Simo and Jordan.
Santana shredding up the guitar there. Michelle Branch as well on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
And Simo, you love a good cup of tea?
Yeah, I've got one going on at the moment.
I know. What do you go for? Green tea? Is that it? Or
greatest thing ever. This ported at about 5:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, still lukewarm.
So just been sitting there for 4 hours.
Yeah. Ah, perfect temperature.
Well, Simo, I feel for people in the UK town of Whitby in Yorkshire in England. Because okay. A lot of people there perhaps couldn't have a cup of tea.
Oh, no.
Because a donkey got its hoof stuck in the kettle.
I did see this.
That's not a joke or anything.
No.
The donkey named Daniel got its hoof caught inside a kettle. No, I should say Daniel the donkey, completely fine.
Damn.
Firefighters came and rescued Daniel the donkey, and he was able to trot over and rejoin his fellow donkeys.
Damn Daniel the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sensing a new book. You know, we've had Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy. Now we'll have Damn Daniel the donkey that done
bad things with its hoof in a kettle.
Yeah.
You kind of need another D word for kettle, but there's not many.
It's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. UK firefighters tweeted, our crew from Whitby rescued a donkey called Daniel who got his hoof stuck in a kettle. Crew uses... I know.
It does sound like...
It's a weird thing.
It does
thing.
Sound like something written by Dr. Seuss.
It really does. Crew managed to release Daniel's hoof and left him with his owner. All were not injured, which is fantastic for Daniel.
Oh, wow. So they had to remove his hoof.
Sorry.
No,
they didn't remove his hoof.
Okay, right.
They removed his hoof from the kettle.
Because that would suck.
I know, that would he would just be walking around with a slight limp.
Yeah, well, no, more so like, you know, when you're at a cafe and the table and you always end up with the table.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
With the one leg that's slightly not the right length.
Like, it's
as
half
the rest.
A centimeter or so off, but it's so it ruins it.
Yeah, it does. So.
But fortunately, though, Daniel the donkey was able to get his hoof removed from inside the kettle. But Simo,
I don't know if hooves grow back either.
No, the hoof was fine. The hoof, they didn't cut off the hoof.
I know.
They've removed the hoof from the kettle. The hoof was still attached to the donkey.
I'm just saying.
I said hoof a lot. It kind of feels a bit weird now.
Because you'd take all four, wouldn't you? If, like, and a little bit of the hoof had to
Simo,
go.
Simo, his hoof is completely fine. We are not going around the UK countryside removing donkeys' hooves.
Okay.
That is not what we are doing.
All right.
Simo.
But if you had to.
But if I had to.
You'd take all four to keep it even, like a cafe table.
Probably, yes. See? But I wouldn't, and that's not what we're doing.
Okay.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring this up is, so this donkey got its hoof stuck in a kettle.
Mm.
You know how a common word for donkey, instead of calling the donkey, you might call it
an ass. Yes.
So imagine that. You pop around to a friend's house. Says, oh, I'd love a cup of tea. Sorry, no can do. I got my ass caught in the kettle.
It's unfortunate.
Really is.
How would you make your way? Would you? You wouldn't remove. You'd have to just remove the kettle, I assume.
What?
Because you wouldn't want to remove.
No, you wouldn't want to remove your ass. You'd have to move the kettle.
I mean, you might.
But again, that didn't happen.
You might take.
It didn't happen, and Simo, I'm not removing your ass.
You might have to take it out to the paddock and, you know, give it a really long lecture.
It's going
to
be a weird one to explain.
Simo and Jordan.
The Dandy Warhols, Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you, 9:45. And have you stayed up to date with this story, Jordan?
What's the story?
Regarding the rugby boys out beyond Taree, I think it was, whether they've broken the social distancing laws.
Oh, yeah, so this was a couple of rugby league players who kind of went camping.
That's right.
Over, I think it was the last weekend. I could be wrong on the dates. But, yeah, breaking all the social distancing laws and all this sort of stuff.
Well, and that's what they're looking to find out at the moment because they posted photos of themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you played yourself.
Okay.
That happens. So what I've decided to come up with is, you know, to help them out in the future.
Okay.
If it so happens that they need an excuse, like they're out and about, but they need an excuse for why they're there, I've decided to brainstorm some ideas.
Okay.
It is another top five.
I feel I should just specify before we get into this that no excuses are valid for kind of breaking the social distancing laws, isolation laws, all that sort of stuff.
Not at all.
So please don't listen to Simo for the next 3 minutes.
This is just to help them out, you know, maybe next time when they're
Hopefully there won't be a next time.
when they're out and there's no restrictions, but, you know, they should have been home for dinner.
Oh, I see. Okay, so in the future when COVID-19 is over, but they should have been home for dinner, but they weren't.
All right, number five. Right. Apparently they had a bit of a bonfire going on.
Okay.
So just be like, this is signal fire. We've been lost for hours.
I see.
You found us. Thank goodness.
You've got the phones.
Yep.
They worked. They've got reception. You've been uploading to social media and you've only been gone 2 hours. Yeah, I mean, you could give it a go.
Yeah, and that is, you make a good point. Number four. Traffic was bad that afternoon, so we just set up camp here.
I mean, I've been stuck in traffic jams before. Never have I thought, oh no, let's pull over, make a campfire and just camp by the side of the road.
Number three, blame it on the girlfriend.
Actually, coming back to number four, weren't actually on the side of the road either.
No.
They were right in them. They're on a beach somewhere.
So number three, blame it on the girlfriend.
Okay, how does that work?
The girlfriend, she said, you know, if you're not home by six, don't come home at all. So, you know, we didn't. We're going home at six tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably won't have a relationship maybe for much longer.
Well, you know, you got to risk these things. Number two.
Well, no, you don't.
Number two on your top five. Obviously we're not supposed to be out, but we're actually, this is our house. We've just started building.
Oh, sorry. We're homeless. No. We've just started building a house.
That's right. Yeah. Just here.
With a distinct lack of building equipment, nor skills.
Yeah, but, you know, we're starting from the ground up.
Okay. I mean, maybe it could work.
And then number one is, if you need an excuse, the dog ate my house keys.
Sorry, my dog ate my house.
No.
It's so inconvenient when your dog eats your house.
No, my dog ate my house keys. We've been chasing Fido for hours.
I see.
You haven't seen him, have you?
No, we've been chasing him by sitting here by a campfire, having some food and drinks.
And that is your top five excuses for your rugby players.
But just to be clear again, there is no excuse for breaking the isolation laws.
Whatsoever.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.